Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning fly control. As we approach midsummer, how are you doing with fly control around your dairy? You know, a lot of times when we think about fly control, what we concentrate on is the adult flies, and that's really a lot of times where we focus a lot of our control methods. However, what's the real problem? The real problem actually is the buildup of larvae around our dairy and the population that those larvae will produce on our dairy. And as you think about what you should do for control, it's really important that you think about where you might find those larvae. So if things have not worked out very well in your fly control program this year, you might think about where you've been spending your time and maybe where you need to spend time in the future. You know, as we look at our fly control program, maybe 20% of the effort should be on controlling the adult flies and about 80% spent on controlling the larvae. We have to impact those flies' larvae where they actually develop, and eliminating those development spots is probably one of the most effective things that we can do in our fly control program. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to evaluate their fly control program and evaluate how much time they're actually spending controlling the larvae as opposed to controlling adult flies on their facilities and within their herd.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.